ever been scuba diving and had that moment when you realize you're kind of turned around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Not my favorite feeling either, especially when the visibility is bad. Makes you realize how much we take GPS for granted up above the surface.
Yeah.
But what if you could have that same level of navigational confidence even in, like, the murkiest depths?
Right.
Well, get this. There's some seriously cool research out there on using augmented reality to basically create an underwater GPS system for divers.
Wow.
Today, we are diving deep into a paper called Towards Underwater Augmented Reality Interfaces to Improve the Navigation Experience.
Okay.
Think of it like strapping on a high-tech diving buddy that can always point you in the right direction.
That's an incredibly innovative idea, especially when you consider how reliant we are on GPS technology in our everyday lives. To bring that kind of functionality underwater could be game-changing, really.
Exactly. So right now, most divers rely on compasses, maybe some safety lines, which, let's be honest, haven't changed much in decades.
No. And while sonar exists, it's often, you know, cost prohibitive. Requires specialized training to use effectively.
Right.
This research is really exciting because it aims to make underwater navigation more intuitive and accessible for everyone.
For everybody. Okay, so let's talk about how this whole augmented reality system actually works. The researchers proposed equipping divers with a device that's loaded with different types of sensors. So we're talking sonar, an inertial measurement unit, or IMU, and something called a Doppler velocity log, which uses sound waves to track speed, which is pretty wild.
Yeah, so all of those sensors are going to be working together to pinpoint the diver's location with remarkable accuracy, even when GPS signals are weak or non-existent.
It's like having your own personal underwater GPS.
Exactly.
But hold on, how does this data actually translate into something the diver can use? Do they have to, like, analyze a bunch of numbers while they're underwater?
Yeah. No, not at all. That's where the augmented reality part comes in.
Okay.
The data from all those sensors feeds into a clever algorithm called Dolphin Slam.
Dolphin Slam.
Dolphin Slam. Essentially, Dolphin Slam helps create a real-time map of the underwater environment and the diver's position within it.
Okay. Starting to get the picture here.
Yeah.
So we've got the location data.
Right.
We've got the underwater mapping. What happens next? How does the diver actually get guided?
This is where it gets really cool.
Okay.
Imagine you're diving along and right in your field of vision, you see an arrow.
Uh-huh.
This isn't just any arrow. This is an augmented reality arrow.
What?
Projected onto a watertight screen worn by the diver.
Like something out of Iron Man. I'm picturing a heads-up display, but for underwater.
Precisely. And as the diver moves, the arrow adjusts in real time, guiding them towards their destination or back to their starting point.
So no more getting lost on your way to that awesome shipwreck. You'll have your own personal arrow guiding the way.
Yeah.
I love it.
And think about the possibilities.
Yeah.
The research highlights a bunch of potential uses for this tech.
Okay.
One that really stood out to me was the idea of universal dive rope marking.
Oh, tell me more about that.
Picture this.
Okay.
You show up at a new dive site.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of relying on vague hand gestures or outdated maps, there are these virtual paths already mapped out underwater.
Wow.
It would be like having a trail of digital breadcrumbs.
Okay.
Leading you to the most incredible coral reefs, hidden caves.
Yeah.
You name it.
That would be a game changer, especially for new divers still getting their bearings.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's not just about making navigation easier.
Right.
It's also about safety.
Okay.
Imagine if divers had a reliable way to find their way back to the boat, even in low visibility conditions.
That's huge, especially considering how disorienting it can be down there when the visibility gets bad.
This technology could be a real lifesaver in those situations.
Wow.
And speaking of game changers, the paper also talks about using this for real-time sports activity tracking.
Oh!
Think about competitive free diving or underwater hockey.
Now, that's interesting. I'm already imagining the data analysis.
Exactly. Coaches and athletes could use this technology to track performance with incredible precision.
Uh-huh.
Everything from speed and depth to even subtle changes in movement could be analyzed in real time.
It would be like having a Fitbit, but for underwater sports.
Precisely.
Wow.
It could revolutionize training and take these sports to a whole new level.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we've covered navigation, safety, sports.
Right.
Is there anything this tech can't do?
Well, there are always challenges when you're working in an environment as unpredictable as the ocean.
Right.
One of the biggest hurdles is figuring out how to deal with the limitations of GPS underwater.
Right. You can't exactly rely on satellite signals at the bottom of the Mariana Trench.
Exactly.
Yeah.
GPS signals tend to weaken as you descend, deeper.
Right.
So to get around this, the researchers proposed a really creative solution.
Okay.
Strategically placing QR codes at various points underwater.
QR codes underwater. Now that's thinking outside the box.
These QR codes would act like digital checkpoints.
Okay.
Each one embedded with GPS coordinates.
Uh-huh.
As the diver swims past a QR code, their AR system could use that information to maintain accurate navigation, even at depths where GPS signals are weak or non-existent.
So it's like creating an underwater network of GPS hotspots.
Exactly.
I like it. But can you really rely on a system that uses image recognition underwater, especially when the visibility is terrible?
That's a fair question.
Yeah.
And the researchers are definitely aware of that concern.
Yeah.
They actually conducted an experiment to test the feasibility of image recognition in murky water.
Oh. What did they use? A picture of a shark. A treasure chest.
Believe it or not, they used a 1,000 Japanese yen bill.
A yen bill. Okay, now I have to hear more about this.
They submerged the bill at various depths and with varying degrees of turbidity.
Okay.
And to their surprise, the system was able to recognize the bill and pinpoint its location accurately.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Talk about attention to detail.
Mm-hmm.
But visual cues aside, the research also hinted at something about incorporating haptic feedback into the system.
Right.
What's that all about?
That's another really fascinating aspect of this research.
Okay.
Instead of just relying on visual cues like those augmented reality arrows, they're exploring the possibility of adding a tactile element to the navigation experience.
Haptic feedback, isn't that where you, like, actually feel something?
Exactly.
So instead of just seeing an arrow telling you to turn left, you'd get a little, like, buzz on your wrist or something.
Imagine a diver wearing, like, a special armband that vibrates in different patterns to signal which direction to go.
Oh, wow. That would be incredible, especially in really murky water where, you know, you can barely see your hand in front of your face.
Yeah, it would add a whole other dimension to underwater navigation, making it even more intuitive and reliable.
So this technology is blowing my mind. It's like science fiction becoming reality. But on a more serious note, it's clear that this goes way beyond just making, you know, diving easier or cooler.
Absolutely. This has the potential to revolutionize our understanding of the ocean itself.
I mean, we've explored such a small fraction of what's down there. Imagine the discoveries waiting to be made if researchers could navigate the ocean depths with this level of precision and ease.
Think about marine biologists studying delicate ecosystems or archaeologists mapping ancient shipwrecks. They could gather data and explore with an accuracy we can only dream of right now.
Not to mention the implications for, you know, climate science, being able to monitor the health of coral reefs or track the movements of marine life with such detail.
It's about expanding our knowledge of a world that has remained largely mysterious and inaccessible to us.
This whole deep dive has been incredible. We've gone from the challenges of navigating in murky water to, like, imagining a future where exploring the ocean is as easy as ordering takeout.
It's an exciting time to be fascinated by the underwater world, that's for sure.
So to wrap things up, we'll leave you with this thought. If this technology allows us to navigate the underwater world as seamlessly as we do on land, what new possibilities will open up? What wonders will we uncover? It's something to ponder next time you're near the water. Until then, happy diving.